welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. At Comic-Con, I got a chance to talk with the star of Wilfred, Elijah Wood. He talks about the show and shooting scenes out of order. It's a quick interview, but I think you'll like it. Now, this was a roundtable interview, so some of the audio is a bit hard to hear. But what are you going to do? I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. And don't forget to check out the Actor Resources page. You can find all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Elijah.
What do you feel is the most important lesson that Wilfred has taught Ryan so far? You know how in every episode he always teaches you something, somehow.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most important one? Because I see your character getting a little stronger, standing up to him. What's the best one? Honesty, dignity, which one?
They're all pretty fundamentally important.
They are.
You know? Letting go is a big one.
Yes.
Letting go. You know? Because I think that Ryan holds on to a lot of pain and a lot of... I mean, aside from that, the thing that he was not letting go in that episode, I think Ryan holds on to a lot of his past, you know, with his father, concerns about, you know, his mother and her mental health as it relates to him. There's a lot of things, a lot of baggage. And I think the idea... Right, absolutely. So I think... That's a pretty important one for him. One of the more important. They're all, I mean, you could make an argument for all of them, but it's a very important one.
Which was the most fun of it? If you had to pick.
Like an episode?
Sure. We've heard you guys are shooting way out of order.
Yeah, this season was pretty out of order. Most fun. There's a lot of really good ones this season. There's an episode that involves cats. And we had a lot of fun with that episode. Yeah, the cat episode is pretty damn funny. And there's an episode that was kind of challenging that I think we're actually going to show. Are you guys going to see the panel?
Yep.
We're going to show that episode today. And it involves doggy dancing. And that was a lot of fun, too.
You mentioned that you never wanted to mention about shooting out of order, and we also shoot films out of order, which is either one more difficult. You know what I mean?
Well, at least with a film, you have a single script, and you know it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Shooting these scripts out of order, or getting them out of order, it's one thing to shoot them out of order. It's another thing entirely when you don't get them, and you can actually see the arc. So there were episodes. It was a little confusing because we shot, you know, episode 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 6 or something. It was super random, odd numbers and one even number. So it's difficult then to see where things are going if you're missing parts of the story. And we didn't have the last scripts either, so that makes it more complicated. Because if you are trying to see an arc and a sense of progression, and you're missing large pieces of that puzzle, it makes it a little bit more challenging. Especially if you have relationships with certain characters, you're like, well, we're at this stage here, but where do we start? How do we get there? And there were a few moments like that this season that made it challenging.
When you're going back and watching yourself, do you ever think, oh shit?
Yeah. Once, this season, I'd forgotten that there's a scene where it's actually in the first episode where I wake up from being in the, when Bear's driving the van and we almost hit the wall. Well, and I did a number of takes in the office of waking up, but not abruptly, just waking up slowly, which it needs an abrupt, because I'm almost going to crash, it's like having a nightmare and you suddenly wake up. So I was watching, I was in the editing room and I was like, fuck. We need to reshoot that. Like I forgot that we were coming out of a major dream.
So we have time for one more question.
It happens.
Can I just briefly ask about your time in New Zealand?
Sure. Oh yeah, look at the palm frond. Nice. I was there for a month. I was there in October of last year. It was incredible. Incredible to go back. I never thought that I would ever play that character again. And it was wonderful to see so many of the same crew members are working on it that had worked on Rings and being shot at Stone Street, and got to go to Hobbiton again. I mean, the last time I was in Hobbiton, I was 19. I'm 31 now, so it was pretty incredible to go back and get a chance to, you know, revisit that time in my life. It was extraordinary. And I miss New Zealand. It really still feels like a second home to me. So. No fountains this time. I'm older. No peeing in fountains.
Thanks, Elijah, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.